Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, good morning to you. On this Tuesday morning. So we got a lot to do. This segment, this hour, this show, including a Phillies conundrum. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Isn't it great to be in an incredible era of Eagles football?
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, I said it during the open. You know, like, they have not lost a game that Jalen Hurts started and finished since September 29th last year.
Is that game four?
That was the Bucs game. Yeah. So when they play on Sunday, it will be one day short of a full calendar year of wins every time Jalen Hurts
amazing.
Starts.
Because
it's unbelievable.
Team's tougher than all the other teams. I'm telling you, it's all the little things, and it's even, you know, just nasty little things. Yeah. I'm rewatching the All 22, and the last commercial break, the first punt of the game, Trot Jr. Mm-hmm. is, you know, like a guy, he's in on the play over on the sideline, over on the Rams, in their territory, essentially, and a guy ends up bumping into him as he's getting up, and he takes offense and ends up shoving the guy right away. I mean, like, right in front of everyone on their sideline. It's that edginess that makes everyone we were talking with someone that edge. I think it was Seth talking something similar about the edginess is part of what makes Jalen Carter a better football player. Yep. It's what you need. The nasty is what makes the champions in this league.
Yeah,
I mean, no matter how you cut it, the guy who hits harder and longer than the next guy is the guy who usually wins.
Look, physical and mental toughness. And what you're also talking about, John, is a little edge that's
we've got.
Yeah, little craze.
And that's
little cray.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be a little loopy. And by the way, I think there's something to the optimist. You know, like I think we're gonna cross it weird a little bit, baseball-wise, Phillies-wise. I think you can equate this CJGJ-ish. Mm-hmm. There is a CJGJ-ish component to Harrison Bader because you always need that crazy guy who's going to just always be loose, like
to
roll.
I think CJGJ is on an island all by himself.
Okay, different concept, different.
I really do. Yeah. I mean, I think that guy was nuts.
He is a little nuts, maybe a little.
It's always good to have somebody nutsier. Nuts on your team.
He might have been the most nuts in a long time in Philly sports.
I'm saying you need
long time.
It's important.
You need someone, and it doesn't have to be nuts.
No, like I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Because he does. See, he might take it a little far.
Get a little edge and keep him on the toes.
A guy who just believes because he believes. Mm-hmm. Like, it never occurs to Harrison Bader that a loss is a possibility. He's not letting anything get him down. I think that our team can at times get a little morose, you know, like when things aren't going their way, when the weight of the world has been on their shoulders at times sure. in the past, it yeah. feels like it's been overwhelming.
Well,
let's get a guy in here who just doesn't feel that weight the same way, because he's like, yep, well, whatever, guys, we're going to win anyway.
Well, there's this argument with the Eagles.
Get you a hit that'll win the game.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe if you cross it back to the Phillies, here's an argument for the Eagles. Just keep doing what you're doing. You win every time anyway.
But let's do it with a little more
all right,
passing.
So where do you stand on all this? 215-592-9494. What do you think AJ and Jalen meant? And do you think the Eagles should do different on offense? Now, listen, let's also get to the Bernie thing. He passed away, obviously, 2 days ago. Man, Bernie was the best. We talked in a decent amount about Bernie yesterday. Frankly, I wish we had talked more about him. One of the great exchanges we had in yesterday's show was talking to Ray Dittinger, who knew him well. Close, you know, real true personal friend. Let's listen to Ray and his tribute yesterday to Bernie. You knew him really well. I know you were with him recently. This is a big one in the history of Philly sports. If you could, some context, sir, from your mind, your heart, on the passing of Bernie Parent.
Oh, man. You said it, Joe. I mean, I'm the only journalist in town that covered the Stanley Cups in the 70s. I'm the only ones left. That was a long time ago. But it was unforgettable. I'll never forget those years. I'll never forget those guys. I'll never forget those parades, because they started it all. And Bernie was the backbone. Bernie was the guy that got him there. And I've often said that, I mean, I've watched a lot of hockey over the years, but I've never seen, and you can take Brodeur, Wah, Hasek, Dryden, all of them. No goaltender ever played better than Bernie did those 2 years. It was what he did was unbelievable. Joe, do you realize in those two seasons, he played 141 of 156 games?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Wow.
Yep. That doesn't happen at that position.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. And the year of the first cup, he set the league record for wins in a season. He won 47 games that year. He had 12 shutouts. He had a goals against average of 1.89, playing for a team where the whole team was in the penalty box every night.
Right.
I mean, he was facing power plays the entire season, set the league record for wins. And in those back-to-back years, of course, he won Conn Smythe both years. He won the Vezina both years. And he had, in the two playoff runs, just the playoffs, in the playoff two runs, in those 2 years, he had 6 shutouts. And over the two seasons, he had 22 regular season shutouts, and he had 6 postseason shutouts, and won both championship games, the clinchers, won them both by shutouts. Shut out the Bruins, shut out the Sabres to win the final games with zero margin for error. They beat the Bruins 1-0, and they beat the Sabres 2-0, and the second goal came in the final minute. So, it's a long time ago. But the memory of what he did that season and what he meant to this city and what he continued to mean to this city for the rest of his life
is
something I'll never forget.
Listen, Ray, how about when the Phillies a couple years ago and they're in the World Series and they say, all right, we want one representative from each team to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. And, you know, the only one that was recent was Brandon Graham as an active at that time Eagles player. And you had Mike Schmidt representing the Phillies, and you had, you know, Dr. J representing the Sixers. And you had Bernie Parent representing the Flyers. I mean, he is Philadelphia royalty.
And that was, you know, one of the many exchanges we had with Ray yesterday on Bernie Parent. Look, we certainly welcome you to continue to pay tribute to Bernie. We had a ton of Eagles-related calls yesterday. But the Bernie thing's a big deal. We know him. We loved him. We loved him. And certainly would welcome your phone calls and your tributes on the life and legacy of Bernie Parent. 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, you can win, and not one, but two different prizes. As we've got, ready for this, John? Blast from the past? Bryan Adams tickets today to give away. Not only today, but all week.
Anything I do, do it for you.
Wasn't that Dances with Wolves? That was really good, John.
No, it's Robin and Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, that's right.
Man, his voice is so distinctive.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it is a really good movie. Yeah, really good. That's not the one you see the bear.
It's an okay movie.
Which one do you see the buttocks of Kevin Costner?
That's that one, yeah. It's with Christian Slater.
No, I think Dances with Wolves is the buttocks.
It might be. I can't remember, honestly. You're more on the buttocks than I am.
Yeah, I'm not up on
Rhea,
that.
Do you remember the Kevin Costner? Here's my.
I think you might be right at Sands as well.
Here's my behind.
scene.
That's got to be Dances with Wolves.
Probably. Oh, wait.
Prince of Thieves is Christian Slater, Morgan Freeman, yeah,
it's not Alan Rickman.
I enjoyed Prince of Thieves.
Alan Rickman's great as the sheriff.
Tremendous. Oh, he's phenomenal. Awesome.
Tremendous. Yeah. All right, so Bryan Adams tickets. Certainly big deal in the 80s and 90s. Still big deal in my heart. And he's going to be in town with the Roll with the Punches tour. Happening right before Halloween on October 29th at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. So Bryan Adams tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can also today, when you call in, you can win my book, The Best of Philadelphia Sports. I hope you get it. It is available on Amazon.com. Sells for $22. Covers, well, you know, the best of the best in the history of Philadelphia sports. Ran up through the Eagles Super Bowl a couple months ago. So it's all available for you at Amazon.com. Again, called The Best of Philly Sports. Here is how you can win them today. You got to give us a what if. And you got to give us a big old sports what if. You know, Carson Wentz played the other day, and it continues to come, maybe not into hardcore focus for many, but I'll say this. Focus for me on if Carson hadn't gotten injured in 2017, like what if he hadn't, what would have happened?
Would you have ever said this?
Carson Wentz is horrible.
Yeah, listen, maybe he'd still be the quarterback and be an all-pro.
Probably not, by the way, because I don't think the guy's very good at reading defenses and taking what the defense gives you and doing a simple check down. But we know in 2017 he looked superb. I mean, would they have won the Super Bowl in 2017? Don't know. Would they have drafted Jalen Hurts? Probably not, but don't know. You know, would they have gotten the Super Bowl in 22? Would they have won the Super Bowl in 24? I mean, how things could have been different if Carson
Nick Sirianni might not be here.
Nick Sirianni probably wouldn't be here.
Probably.
I mean, it kind of goes to that Marty McFly, Doc Brown thing. If, like, you change one thing in history, everything can change concept.
What if Eric Stoltz had kept the role?
Yeah, there you go. Then the Back to Future thing would have been changed.
In which thing?
Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future. Exactly right.
They fired him a month into filming.
All right, so give us a great what if from sports history. Because there are some really big ones. What's the biggest and best what if in the history of sports? Doesn't have to be Philly sports, but all sports. Best answer ever provides it by the end of the show. A what if from sports history. Whoever provides that. I'll give you one right now. What if John Ritchie hadn't gotten hurt in 04? Would the Eagles have won the Super Bowl? Maybe. Because a lot of that blitzing that the Patriots did was right up the middle. And I know this.
Every bar John walks into, he's not buying any beers. He's part of that legendary team that won the first Super Bowl.
Would have got another contract. Wouldn't be hosting our show here. You know? Like, that's a legit what if.
Man. All right, to depress John to start the show out.
See it on his face.
Give us a what if from sports history. Best answer ever provides it. It's going to win both the Bryan Adams tickets and my book, The Best of Philadelphia Sports. John, what's a what if?
You know, Justin Jefferson was on the board when we took Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What if?
Ouch.
It's the maddest I've ever been.
Well, AJ's not here.
AJ's not here. Because here's what I do know. With how good Justin Jefferson is, I don't think they would have invested in a $100 million receiver.
Carson might have been better. Jalen might not start playing because Carson plays better because he has Justin Jefferson with him.
But it would have been proven over time.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I agree.
All right, give me a what if, James, in sports.
All right, it is going to send a shiver down your spine. Oh, and boy. I apologize for putting it into the world, but it didn't happen, so it's okay.
Okay.
But what if Jerry and Jimmy had figured it out, man?
Yeah. They might have won a lot of Super Bowls, man.
We might be talking about six in a row. Yeah. This, that, like, who knows,
yeah.
You know?
Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys is a big answer. Rhea, give me a what if from sports.
What if in 1998 the Colts had drafted Ryan Leaf instead of Peyton Manning? Because it was between the two of them, and then, you know, all the rumors were that Leaf sabotaged.
I can tell you this. The Colts would not have been as good over the next, you know, 13,
no, they would not
years.
Have.
All right, so big answers abound. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. And let us know what you think is the biggest and best what if in the history of sports. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Hey, buddy.
Awesome, Ed.
So, really interesting about, you know, the Eagles kind of progression so far in the first three games. And, you know, I'm really kind of torn between, you know, is it the play caller? Is it Jalen? Is it really just us kind of, you know, working out these preseason kinks? I honestly think it's a combination of all three. And I think there's also, you know, the sort of the run heaviness in the first half maybe was trying to get Saquon going a little bit. But that obviously, you know, given the halftime score, they had to kind of pivot. But, you know, regardless of whose responsibility was, I applaud the Eagles for pivoting at halftime and not kind of anchoring to that.
Well, you know, for sure. And to be candid, though, they had to. They were down by close to three touchdowns, and the clock was ticking. I mean, that's not the time for nine-minute drives. So, you know, I mean, some of it was inevitable because they had to. I think the question, Ed, is will they open it up and let Jalen pass more, and will they start passing it on 3rd and 15? You know, like the we know how they typically play, and I don't think Nick Sirianni is going to change given how often they win. And I don't think he should change. And I know a lot of people are going to see the second half the other day and say, change! Of course change! But, like, they always win. So, why?
Yeah, and there's only so many, you know, balls and reps to go around. But, you know, you can't get AJ and Devontae going without, you know, that one pass along the sideline that got the Bronx cheer from the crowd. I mean, that was a really good timing kind of comeback out route that.
You mean the first completion to AJ?
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. He was targeted 10 times in this game.
At the first completion in the second half. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the point was made late, but not early at all.
Uh-huh. It was made
real quick. Can I just real quick before we move on point out that Joe is saying don't change when he has said to us 8 million times when he runs for president his whole platform is going to be changed.
Correct.
It's ironic.
It's very ironic. All I know, James, all I got to do, I don't know who the president's going to be 20 years from now, just complain about that person and then people will vote for you. That seems to be the model.
change whatever everyone hates.
Whatever it is, change and then bang, I slide in there. Anyway.
Yeah. Real quick, shout out to Bernie Perron. I don't remember him. He was before my time, but my dad went to college up in Boston, and he didn't make a lot of friends in the 1974 Cup Finals because he's born and raised in Wallingford. And,
that's classic.
You know, he was just in a bar with a bunch of Boston guys, and he's got a big mouth on him like his son does. So, you know, but you know, he always taught me that you never be afraid to cheer for your team, even in a hostile environment.
Absolutely. All right, Ed, give me an answer, my man. The best what-if in sports history.
Well, speaking of Boston, what if Bill Buckner fielded that ground ball?
Whoa.
Well, so here's what I know. It would have gone to extra innings. Who would have won the World Series, I don't know. But it would have gone to extra innings. Bill Buckner, I got you. I think there, frankly, are better answers than that. But certainly that's a big one. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's a way to get in to a pretty juicy Phillies topic and a good conundrum because both are good options. But Rob Thompson's got to make a decision. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So for the 130 or so games that Trey Turner played this year, he was clearly one of the two or three best hitters, depending on how you rank him and Bryce Harper, on the Phillies team this year. And he was leading the league in batting average and leading the league in hits. And
still,
you know,
is leading the league in batting
right,
average.
Right, yeah. Not leading hits, but batting average. So he was great. I mean, he really did a really, really nice job and was a very solid leadoff hitter once they established, all right, it's not a Schwarber thing, it's a Trey thing. Okay. And then he got injured, and then Bader became that guy. And then Bader really became very effective as a leadoff hitter. And the lineup maybe has cooked at its highest degree all season. Here's a Twitter poll question of the day. When Trey Turner returns from injury, and it could be any day, we don't know when. Sounds like he's going to play before the regular season ends. There's only six games left. Who should bat leadoff for the postseason? You got two choices, guys. We're not messing around with the stat stuff anymore and the option D, somebody else. Like, two choices. Who should bat leadoff for the playoffs? We're putting him in an alphabetical order. Harrison Bader or Trey Turner? John, who should bat leadoff for the playoffs?
My gut says it should be Harrison Bader, but then it's like, holy cow. Trey Turner is the bad. He is as consistent as anyone in all of baseball, and we get that added boost. Like, I don't even know if I appreciate that.
This is a real conundrum.
Adequately.
This is a real true conundrum.
I think you have to keep the continuity of what's working now and stay with Harrison Bader.
Part of what complicates it is who bats 2, 3, and 4.
Exactly.
And Rob Thompson's righty-lefty, you know, preference. Seltzer, who should bat leadoff?
It's a great question. I'm legitimately torn on it. My gut says Trey, if he can run, but I'd have a quick hook.
Let me ask you this. If Trey bats 1, who bats 2?
Well, I think you go Trey 1, like Harper, Schwarber, Schwarber, Harper, whatever they want to do there. I would probably go Harper, Schwarber. So Trey 1, Harper, Schwarber, Bader.
Bader 4.
I would put Bader in the Cleams.
Rhea, who's 1?
I like Harrison Bader. Just, I love the energy. I mean,
so
I
let me ask
really
you this.
Do.
If it's Bader, and yeah. I understand the argument, where does Trey bat? Does he bat 2? Does he bat 3? Does he bat 4? Because he can't bat beyond 4. Where
2.
Does Trey? So right, left, left.
Yeah, I'm not as you don't worry married about that. To that okay. as what are you eating?
I got a little cough drop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were eating. I thought we were going back to a jambalaya.
I'm not seltzer here. All right?
No, I thought you were.
Seltzer's
that's okay.
Stuff in his face.
We're all
in the
battling way. A little cold.
All right, so I want everyone to think about it. Look,
outrageous.
We got an Eagles conundrum for you today, which is they always win, but Jalen and AJ are saying, you know, alluding to let's play different style. It's a conundrum, and the Phillies conundrum is, you know, they've won with both players, Trey and Harrison Bader, both have been effective as a leadoff hitter. But only one person could bat leadoff. Who should it be? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls and all of this. Ruben Amaro, he joins us coming up in studio. Also, Nick Sirianni, something notable he said about A.J. Brown after the game on Sunday. I want to play that audio. Thought it was great by Sirianni and how he presented A.J. and how A.J. presents himself. That and more. Phone calls and all these topics on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about United Tire and Service. Not just United Tire, but United Tire and Service. That means all the service you can need. That means all the tires you can need. Listen, everything your car needs to run, because you guys know the deal. You know, if you lease, whatever, you're not owning the car. But if you own a car, you want it to run for a long time. Like, if you just bought a car right now, you want it to go into the middle of next decade because you want to not have car payments again in 5 years. That's the whole concept of let me buy a car and let me have it for a long time. Well, United Tire and Service knows that. They know that. So they want to keep your car in good shape for you so they keep getting your business. Get yourself to United Tire and Service. Speaking of business, man, they got an offer for you right now. Bring your car in today and you will save an extra $25 on any winterization, oil change, or alignment. United Tire and Service is the best. From Greg on down, they are phenomenal with what they do. You can find the location nearest you at unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com for the best prices, the best service. Great people. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.